come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rhonda Ball. Oh. I can't, this still will never, ever end. Rhonda Alvey. Hi, Rhonda.
Rhonda Ball Alvey. Yes. Hi.
And we are with Enjoy Magazine, and it is the Thursday night that we get to come here.
Third Thursday every month.
Yeah, yep. and do this.
Yep.
And super, super excited.
State now.
I'm going to just tell you right off the bat, I'm a little rattled tonight.
I know it.
This hot weather gives this high pressure. I am super susceptible to lows and highs with my sinus issues. And so I've got like a splitting headache first and foremost. But, you know, I took some Advil for that, so I'll be fine. But then my lovely son, at the last minute before I'm leaving the house to come here, calls and says, I need to be picked up. It's out, all the way out by the airport. So I race out there.
I don't miss those days. I'm telling you the truth.
And I race back. And literally, you saw me. I parked a car right here in front of the studio in the
double
street
parked.
With all this 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock traffic. I jumped out of the truck and I said, go park it in the parking structure around the corner and then come back. And has he come back?
No.
He's probably wandering aimlessly somewhere downtown.
Well, I know your wife is going to the office.
The office, yeah.
So anyway, he's probably going to meet her there.
So
welcome, everyone.
Welcome. You are with Enjoy Magazine, and we are here tonight to have some special guests for the August 2019 issue called Handcrafted. For those of you that may have not picked it up yet, this is a great issue. It has a lot of really cool things about handcrafted items, but specifically there's, you know, a lot of good information in here on
beer,
right?
And it's beer week. So,
and it is beer week.
How appropriate. Yeah. And we do have actually a story about beer week and how it got started, and it's pretty cool.
So there's all kinds of things going on. This issue, obviously, we have over 3-4 pages in the calendar, which is amazing. And I had my son kind of go through some of it and circle some of the things that are going on. Obviously, big area here and big things that happen are farmers markets. So just pointing out that, you know, farmers market is here in Anderson on the 22nd and again on the 29th. Bernie has a preschool story time at the Bernie Library on the 21st and 28th, which is kind of cool. What other things? The Thursday night market on Broadway in Chico on the 22nd and 29th. Have you ever been to the market there?
It's pretty cool.
It is really cool. I actually like that, their market. It's fun.
Yep.
So there's that going on. There is a, on the August 17th, which I believe is that tomorrow?
It's the Saturday.
Yeah. The McLeod Motor, the Mountain Car Show. So that's a few things. And of course there's pages and pages more for Mount Shasta and Redding.
And I'm going to just give a shameless plug for Saturday.
No, I know.
This Saturday, August 17th, Riverfront Playhouse is having a groundbreaking celebration, finally getting our new theater remodeled.
This Saturday
at 1950 California Street. It's from 10 a.m. to noon, And we're going to have coffee from Ancient Fire Coffee. We're going to have pastries from Lakota Catering. Shasta Living Streets is going to be there. There'll be a bike they'll be our bike valet. So if you want to ride your bike down, they will keep an eye on it while you are at the event. So that is this Saturday, August 17th, Riverfront Playhouse's new theater that we hope to open this coming March, 1950 California Street from 10 till noon.
And speaking of Riverfront Playhouse, Little Women is
closing Saturday.
Yeah, so a lot for you guys just on Saturday.
You know what? What's amazing, Saturday's almost sold out. When I looked at 3:30, there were only two tickets left.
Yeah.
Friday, there were about 19 tickets left. So if you want to go Friday, there's still a few tickets, but I would recommend you get them early.
And listen, North State, I mean, you're listening to us, and obviously, you know, I'm just – for me personally, you and your husband and a lot of the staff that's part of Riverfront Playhouse have done an amazing job and to continue to carry the torch and fire for this organization. I mean, they've been around for
39 years
yeah. in the North State performing consistently.
Yep.
And I know there are a lot of people that sometimes get a little burned out when, you know, there's a constant ask and things and needs and things. But this is really worth investing in.
Community theater is really an important thing to have in your community.
So we need to kind of get over that, you know, it's been happening and trying for a while because the stone has been rolled and it just needs a little bit more push to get it to the top of the hill so that it can roll down the hill on its own. And this new location
will be
fantastic
be so
when it happens. So,
yep.
So cool. Also, Movies in the Park, shamelessly plugging, because we are here this Friday. So tomorrow we have The Sound of Music, where we are at Enterprise Park up on the soccer fields just above Kids Kingdom. And this is technically our official last show of the season, though we do have a special showing that's down in Red Bluff that Dignity supports. So I really want to just say thank you so much to Dignity Health. I want to say thank you to the McConnell Foundation, and I want to say thank you to Sierra Pacific this year for them stepping forward, K2 Properties, and Turtle Bay, and all these people. Viva Downtown, thank you. Yes, I got my signal there. Especially Viva Downtown, because realistically, our whole event is kind of feathered through their nonprofit, which is a huge blessing for us, and a blessing for the community to be able to do that. So come tomorrow night. We'll have Dignity Health will be there with their Hello Human Kindness trailer, and they'll be giving away free kettle corn, and they'll be giving away free drinks. We will also have our VIP section that you can win to sit in. That's a Dignity VIP seating section. We will have our Members First Credit Union Money Tornado. You'll be able to go into that if you win and try to catch as much money as you can out of the air. What else do we have? Oh, Turtle Bay tickets. We'll be giving six. Oh, look at him. Yeah, money.
Did you pay food trucks?
We will. So we won't. We probably will have sweet and fluffy cotton candy, probably Kona ice. So those will show up, but the kettle corn guy won't because we're giving it away for free.
Yeah.
Or complimentary.
Hello, Human Kindness.
Hello, Human Kindness.
That's awesome.
So we have that. So I really love that we're kind of coming to the end of the season.
And you know what? It's been pretty okay weather.
No, it's been incredible. Yeah. Tomorrow night's going to be our hottest night. But at the park, it's surrounded by trees and the lawn. As soon as the sun just kind of dips, you see a massive drop, and it's totally fine.
Yep.
But this year has been the coolest year we have ever had for the Movies in the Park. Every single night in the whole season has been the coolest night of the week.
Does it get cold? Do people like it?
You know, that's a hard question to ask me because I hardly ever get cold.
Me too.
But I mean, yes, it can get cool. I see people wrapped up in blankets for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have the next showing or the special showing that will be coming up down in Red Bluff following that. And you can always – I really try to encourage people to go to our website, www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com. Just to see what's happening. We added a new show, and that's going to be at, I think it's September
6th.
Is that what? No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
the one at Simpson.
Oh, that's right.
September 14th, I believe it is. We're going to be doing another movie like we did last year. Last year we did a movie at Simpson, and it was huge. There were so many people, and it was so much fun. And so this year we're going to be doing the new Aladdin. And so we're going to have some really cool things. I believe potentially Lithia is going to be sponsoring and doing some really cool stuff. And then as of today, we have a movie that we're going to be adding, which you said was on
September 6th.
And that one is about the Untamed California adventure that we did last month. So that's to be posted at locations and things like that. So
more information to come.
More information to come. So anyway, we have our lineup of guests here tonight, and they're eagerly awaiting. And so we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce our first guest, which he's a common fixture with us because it's an important part of what we do here in Reading. So sit back, relax, get a drink, some snack. And we'll be back shortly. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
When you're looking out at pets in your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home. Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back again. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And once again, I'm James Mazzotto.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are with Enjoy. And we love our producer, always brings us in with our little Enjoy music by Janet Jackson. And our guest tonight and his young sweet son is here. They were both rocking out. I like it. So, anyway, as we were talking, this is one of our people that pops in considerably a lot, and that's because he is a mover and shaker in the Reading scene of things to do, for sure. And we always want to invite him so that he can share what's happening now, what's going to be happening in the future, and what you missed because you're sad and don't get out into the community. But anyway, Mr. Joe Shipman, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back.
It's been a couple.
Yeah, you weren't here last time.
I know. Yeah. I wasn't. So glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
And I know he doesn't want to say anything, and that's okay, but I want to give recognition to your sweet boy that's sitting next to us.
Yeah, Kason, my son is here. He's first day of school.
First day of school.
In North Cottonwood, so.
And he's super excited because you guys are leaving for New York tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Motocross.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yep, we're excited for that. It's a big trip, and it's a fun one. Yep, yeah. But definitely excited to talk things downtown and everything that's happening with Viva and our stuff. We have the Reading Beer and Wine Festival coming up. Southern California has the Catalina Wine Mixer. Reading has the Reading Beer and Wine Festival. You know, it's the staple.
In what year? How many years?
This is the 23rd annual.
Oh, wow. So it's legit.
It's legit. It's been around. I know it's Beer Week right now, so there's lots of happening. We love our friends over at Beer Week.
Yeah, not to be confused.
Not to be confused. They are, yeah.
People here like their beer, don't they?
They do. They do. So, yeah, it all kind of blends into one. It's weird, huh? Beer Week is a separate event from the Beer and Wine Festival, but the Reading Beer and Wine Festival is a fun event. Like I said, 23 years. It's going to be September the 21st on the demonstration block in front of Cascade Theater from 3 to 7 p.m. And basically, you buy a ticket to the event. They're $40 in advance, and it includes unlimited drink samples from countless breweries and wineries and food samples from about 20 local restaurants.
Yeah.
The best of the best. If you like beer, it's going to be there. If you like wine, it's going to be there.
Well, if you haven't been, you've been sleeping under a rock or something.
I have not been.
Yeah. What?
I have never been because it always is on a weekend where I'm not here.
Well, but that's whose fault
and
is that?
And I think I can go this year.
Where do you keep going?
I'm usually at the coast where it's cool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. But Miranda and her husband have a home at the coast. We call her Posh Spice.
We call it a shabbin, just so you know.
Nice.
Shabby chic cabin.
Well, we're glad you'll be here, Rhonda.
Yeah, I think
you gotta come
I'll be here. Yeah.
And see it. It's great. We're happy to have the event down on the demonstration block. We had it for the, well, originally it started there, and then it went to the promenade for a few years, and now we have a new grand building going in the promenade. So last year we moved it back down to the demonstration block, kind of where its roots were, and it was a huge success. Everyone kind of loved it back there on the street.
It is. I mean, there was nothing, I mean, no diss to the promenade, but it was like a oven. Brick.
Yeah, we called it the brick oven. Yeah.
it was like a pizza oven that you were in and just boiled in there.
Yeah.
So
now we're out on the streets, in front of the Cascade, you know, just, it's great to see the whole community come together and celebrate our wineries, our food. We also have lots of local artists come. We get about 15 to 20. Mm-hmm. And this year we're really focusing on live art. So we want to have the artists not only come to sell their work, but also be building something or making something or painting something right there on the spot. So
that's really cool. It's been really cool to see artists in front of the Arts Council.
That little tent set up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's who we work with. Susan over there, gets the artists from the Arts Council and their pool of friends and bring them on down. So it's a great party, and we hope to see everyone there.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. What else? Anything else you have in store besides that in the future, even if it's a couple months away? I
mean, we've got some things coming down. Yeah, coming down the pipeline. In October, we're going to do a Think Pink pub crawl with our friends at NorCal Think Pink to support breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, but that's
second annual.
So that'll be in the fall. And then we do a Santa crawl and the Christmas tree lighting and all of that in the wintertime, which it's 100 and who knows outside right now. It would be nice to think about the wintertime activities, but they're coming too. But next up is the Beer and Wine Festival. And this is the hugest event that Viva Downtown does. It's one of our largest fundraisers. Mm-hmm. It really helps to keep the lights on throughout the year. So,
really important. Then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You feel
I
like,
didn't
oh,
realize
it's,
that
it's $40. I'm not getting my money's worth. You do get your money's worth. And even if you think the money's going to a good cause to help us keep doing what we do to make our downtown so cool. And it's really is these days.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Really is.
Well, that's spectacular. I love that. And not to, just to add, let's just say we're just adding on to this quickly, but there's also a new event that's coming up, and it's, I don't know much about it, but we've kind of plugged it a little bit, and that's the, what is it, the Tasty Tomato? Is that what it's called?
Tipsy
Tomato.
Tipsy Tomato, yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And
that
this weekend. And that's all Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary,
yeah.
Right.
Like, shake. Ooh, that could be dangerous.
Yeah. I think they're taking local bartenders to challenge to make the best Bloody Mary. So.
Mm-hmm. And I like me a good Bloody Mary.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. That's this weekend, and it's at the Elks.
And I've heard they sold.
I think it's sold out.
It's sold out, and you can only get in if you're invited at this point. So, yeah, if you win. Thanks. Hey, do you need a mic? Now, my son is here as well, and he's chiming in from the corner. So.
He parked the car.
He parked the car as I jumped out, yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take another break, and we'll get our next guest in here. We're moving probably a little bit faster tonight because for some reason we always seem to end up when the last person comes in. We invite them here and they get like 3.5 minutes to talk. So we're going to try to make that switch out a little bit earlier. So
sit back,
relax. This is KCNR.
Thanks, Joe, for being
here.
Yeah,
thank
you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
And thank you to Viva Downtown.
Of course. And real quick, go to RedingBeerAndWineFestival.com for all your tickets.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Thank you. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there is no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your cash in the bank. Go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 86.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Once again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and you're listening to North State Now.
North State Now, yes. We have a lovely little ad. There's all kinds of wonderful community members that are part of this organization that is put together here at KCNR, where we each get certain periods of time throughout the month and weeks to talk about who we are, what we do, and the great things in our community. Sorry, I took a pause there when I was trying to identify the radio station, but I almost ate the microphone. Oh. I didn't realize I was that close, and when it touched my lips, I was like, ugh. Anyway, so we have our next guest, and it's kind of, as we talked about, obviously the August magazine is what we call handcrafted, and there are a lot of really great things in there about local beers and wines and wonderful things. So it only makes sense for the next person to be introduced to us, which I'm really excited about because they're like family as far as I'm concerned. And that is Cedar Crest Brewery and Winery, which originally I believe was started in, Manton. Yep. And just opened up their new kind of headquarters and brewing area and tasting room right next to Enjoy Store on Placer Street. And so I would like to introduce Mark Livingston, who is co-owner and head brewer and production manager. Correct? Did I get
correct,
that right?
Correct, yes. Thank you, James.
Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, welcome. So super, super excited. I mean, obviously you're our neighbors, but there's a – you know, there's kind of a long, cool story, your background and how you got into this. But one of the things that's really cool is you guys have kind of partnered up with our Enjoy Store in Red Bluff. I guess it's been a couple of years by now?
It's been longer than that, I think, all the way back to 2013, actually.
Okay. So when you go into the Enjoy Store in Red Bluff on Main Street, I think it's 615 Main Street, you could go in and there's the store along the side. And in the center, you guys do, you know, the wine tasting and the beer tasting, or you just come in for a beer, you come in for flights and stuff. But
and you do live entertainment.
Live entertainment. Yeah, we do. It's been rocking and rocking in Red Bluff for quite some time.
It's been an amazing experience for sure.
And so now you've taken a next step, and it's not just a small step; it's a big step. I mean, you look at the outside; it's deceiving from the outside. It looks like a small, narrow tasting room storefront, but then when you walk in, boom, it's like an explosion. It goes on. So tell us a little bit about Cedar Crest.
So we started out as a winery back in 2007. We put a vineyard in up in Manton. Mm-hmm. My parents did.
Yep.
They were retired. They failed at it. The vineyard matured, and we started a small boutique winery up in Manton that we opened in 2011. And in 2013, Kate and Brandon Grissom from Red Bluff, mm-hmm. that have the Enjoy the Store there, came up to us and asked us about doing a small wine bar in the back of the Red Bluff location, mm-hmm. which we did. And it was okay. It was a nice venue, and it was a nice little thing for the community to have. But it wasn't big business.
Yeah.
And it was just an adjunct to our tasting room up in Manton that we were trying to grow. In 2015, we decided that we were going to move into beer. And initially, we didn't have any expectations. We were going to start very, very small. I was already home brewing and had been for years. We started basically on my home brew system, which then grew a little bit larger as we gained a little bit of demand. And we said to Kate and Brandon, hey, what do you guys think about bringing beer down to Red Bluff? And they said, yes, that would be great. And in March of 2016, we started serving beer down in Red Bluff, and it immediately became apparent that we were in a new business. And the business has steadily grown since then, and it has exceeded all of my expectations. And a lot of it has to do with that partnership with Kate and Brandon that are like family.
Yeah.
And that tie-in with the Enjoy Store and the local community.
Yeah.
So the move up to Reading was something that we've been planning for a lot of years. And the fact that we are next door to the Enjoy Store in Reading is just
cool.
Serendipitous.
Yeah, right.
It's just been an amazing experience.
And my experience already, because you guys just opened on Friday night, this last Friday night, for the first time you opened your doors. And I work Sundays, so we're open 7 days a week at the Enjoy Store. And on Sunday morning, I was opening up at 10, because you guys open at noon. Or I don't know what your hours are specifically, but on Sunday it might be a little bit later than that. So I was there, but I guess there was something in the print, in printed materials somewhere for the beer festival that it would be open at noon. And literally before noon, there was nearly about 75, 80 people standing at your door. And I called Kate and I'm like, Kate, what's happening? And she's like, oh, nothing. We'll be there. We're going to be opening at this time. I said, well, there's like almost 100 people in front of your door. And she's like, oh, well, thank God I'm already on my way. I'm just around the corner. Just tell them that I'll be there shortly. And, yeah, the Sunday morning, doors open, and it was just like, boom, the whole place started filling up. And I asked her, I said, hey, do I need to stay? Because we're going to be closing pretty soon because we have limited hours on Sunday. Do you want me to stay and help you? Because I'm, like, afraid you're going to be overwhelmed. And anyway, she, you know, she had it under control, and there was another person that came in. But it was amazing to see how many people have come in. And, again, like I said, it's deceiving. You guys have done a lot of work.
It is an amazing space. And hats off to Brandon Grissom, Kate's husband, for doing the amazing job of renovating that space into something that is like nothing else.
And he does a lot of it. I mean, you all are hands-on. I mean, but Brandon is obviously, he's a contractor, so he has that ability. But, yeah, I mean, the amount of work is staggering. The amount of concrete work, and I mean, that you guys had to do is amazing.
It is unbelievable. And we're so happy to, you know, we're just thrilled to be here.
So I would encourage people that aren't familiar with Cedar Crest to come in and check it out, because I think you're going to be not just the atmosphere pleasantly surprised, but the variety of beers that you guys have created. And, you know, really, they're incredible beers. I mean, I even hear that from other beer makers in town, that you guys have some of the most stellar beers made.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that.
And Rhonda and I had a little yesterday.
On our deadline.
I said, Dave, you want a beer?
Oh, yes, please.
And this marks the one that obliged us to be able to have that. So.
And it was delicious.
It was delicious.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We worked very hard at it, and as do all the other brewers in the community. And, you know, I hold all of them in high regard as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It is. And it's a community that's
you guys, yeah, are very close with each other.
We are,
so
all of us.
You guys have kind of really built great bridges and partnerships, and you've seen that through a lot of the fires where you guys have all come together to make special beers. And
we don't want to ever do that again. We would love to collaborate again, but please
no more fires. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So what do you know what your hours are, so you can tell the folks that are listening?
So we open at 2 o'clock on Sundays, 2 yep. to 9 on Sundays, and Monday through Wednesday we're open from noon until 9.
Okay.
And the rest of the week we're open until noon until at least 10.
Okay.
On special event days we'll be open. When we're going to have live music or something going on, we'll be open until, you know, until the last person leaves or 2 o'clock.
Very cool. So once again, we're talking about Cedar Crest's new brewery and tasting room right next door to the Enjoy Store in downtown Reading, which is on Placer Street.
And it's 1475?
Your 14th Suite B. Yeah, I was going to say, I had to count from Marmarte Salon to you to us. So come check it out, especially even during Beer Week. But then once you're there, you're pretty much going to be there all the time. And it's a great environment so far. It's got good music playing inside. You can still talk and really just have a good time. So.
Yes, please come in.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate you coming in and spending time with us and sharing, and we're super excited to have you as our neighbor. So.
Hey, thank you very much, James.
We're going to take a break again. When we come back, we'll be introducing our next guest. Once again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Introducing the new guacamole double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. with fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
Sorry, that's a typo. We forgot the decimal.
Pepper jack cheese and fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
No, not decibel. Decimal. Like decimal point. The burger's only $2.99.
Carl's Jr.'s latest charbroil double deal is only $2.99.
That was a bit of an overcorrection.
Sorry. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy.
Doesn't that sound nice?
I love it.
Like, enjoy.
It reminds me of Dancing with the Stars.
It's so powerful. Welcome, everybody. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in downtown Reading. And once again, I'm Enjoy. I am James with Enjoy and my cohort here.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. And
formal.
We're just going to go right into our next guest. How about
I know,
that?
Because I'm dragging long again.
James is a talker. He's a little talker.
She hates me.
All right. So I'd like to introduce our next guest, Melinda Hunter. Melinda Hunter is a photographer for our magazine, and she always does our My Town photographer photos for
that section. That too.
And we just love her work and really appreciate. But she also does other editorial.
I love the ability to do consistency.
But she's also got a project that she is working on right now, and she's going to talk a little bit about that. Melinda, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, tell us what you got up your sleeve with your project. Your photography.
You're doing photography, and you're helping some of the car fire families.
Yes. So I was just pretty devastated about the whole, situation, and just heartbroken to see so many families lose everything. Mm-hmm. And I have family in the campfire that, lost a home as well. And so it's a pretty scary thing. And
I can't imagine waking up And then by the end of the day, you have nothing.
Right. I know. I still can't imagine. And so last year I thought, oh, gosh, I would just love to, you know, help and give back and you know, in photography. But obviously it wasn't the right timing. Mm-hmm. So I think it was Tess Woodford. She reached out to me and asked if I was interested in, you know, putting on a little something. And I said, sure, this is perfect timing because it's something I've been wanting to do. And so, you know, I know photography portraits are usually one of the things that people want to grab before in the situation of being evacuated. Things, yeah. And unfortunately, some people didn't have that option. Mm-hmm. So I thought to give back, I would love to create, you know, some beautiful artwork for their home and photograph their families and so just cool. give back to them. There's no expectations. I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. giving them the session and giving them, you know, like an 11 by 14 for their wall. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty powerful.
That's really
I
nice.
Mean, because you're right, absolutely. In, mm-hmm. in that type of a devastating circumstance, those are the things that then people, you know, turn to that realize that those are the hurtful, really deeply hurtful things that are gone.
Right.
You know, family portraits, you know, memories, all
and
that
And you
kind
don't,
of stuff.
I mean, I don't know that I would think of taking some of the photos off the wall.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. I don't know what I would do in that kind of a
You never
emergency.
Know what you do.
Well, I got evacuated. Mm-hmm. I supposedly we weren't supposed to, but.
Oh, wow.
So I, you know, I did. I grabbed all my photo albums and as many pictures and stuff and,
yeah.
you know. But,
wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, and taking the My Town photos, is that just a lot of fun?
Oh, I love it.
Because it's kind of a one-on-one with these people.
Yes.
And you get to meet, I mean, I have loved reading these My Towns.
I know.
And the people just sound so amazing.
They are. I love the fact that, you know, first of all, thank you for asking me and having me do that for Enjoy. Because I do get that one-on-one and probably, you know, a good 3/4 of the people I've never met.
Uh-huh.
And so I get to build relationship with people that I've never met and then read their articles. So.
Yeah. And that's what we love about the magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This magazine has brought us
we have met
more
so
joy
many awesome people.
In the connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
yep.
sure. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. So the Our Town is for maybe somebody that's not just picking it up or recognizing it. It's something that we do monthly in the magazine, and we feature somebody from the North State that really shares why they've chosen to live.
And I think we're actually going to change it up a little bit. So, yeah, I'm excited.
We're going to purple.
Yeah. No. we haven't confirmed and solidified everything, but I think we're going to change it. It's our 13th birthday in October, so we thought, well, we'll start making some changes in October. And I said, no, because I've already got my My Town people for the next 4 months. So,
lucky
are you celebrating
13.
On my birthday this year again? Like you did last year?
Is that literally what it was?
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have been there.
Yep. No, we will be having a meeting in October. I usually have a writer photographer meeting in October, and yes.
So, like, once again, before we switch to our next guest, tell us a little bit how if somebody is hearing this that either was affected personally or a family member that might be listening that knows a family that's devastated by the fact that they lost this, how to get in touch with you to see if it's something that they can have done.
Sure. Yeah, they can call me or text me at 530-524-9949. I'm on all social media platforms as well as MC Hunter Photography, Instagram, and Facebook is MC Hunter Photos, and website is mchunterphotography.com.
And she has an ad in this issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy Magazine.
What page is that on?
It's on page 70.
Yes. Okay, so it is in the July issue and the August issue. And
it will be in the September issue as well.
Yes. And I'm doing this through December. I know it's kind of crazy with, you know, summers, kids getting back to school and whatnot. I don't recommend waiting till the holidays because they do get really busy then.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. And you obviously have to work and make money. So this, you know, that at some point becomes priority over the generous stuff that you're giving back to. So, so I just wanted to make sure that was the caveat that people are going to hear this and know where to go to see if they can do that. And yeah, it would be interesting to see. I'm curious to see some of that work that you do.
Yeah,
you know,
I would love
besides,
to. I'm actually thinking about finding like a bank or somebody who may be interested in doing like a gallery of all the photos
that I do.
Yeah,
really.
And that's
nice.
What I was kind of thinking is it would be cool really to be nice. Able to see mm-hmm. it because, you know.
Yeah. So we can maybe brainstorm.
Yeah. I would imagine there's mm-hmm. a lot of people that would be willing to do that for you.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for being here, Melinda, and I'll be talking to you.
All right. Check it out.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be introducing you to our last guest of the evening. An hour goes by just like that. So
sure does.
Sit back, relax. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to see with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for the North State. We are broadcasting live from downtown Reading from Shervin Square. And I am James Nzada with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and this is North State Now.
North State Now. My dear, why don't you introduce
sure.
our next guest.
I'm taking a test.
You
Come
take,
on.
No. Yeah, I know. We have. We both were given papers by our guest. And
we were
both,
given a test.
And we're looking at it, and I'm like, ooh, I am on the bad side of this business.
Yeah. So, yeah, let me introduce our next guest. Her name is Liz Crane. Liz works for the YMCA. And you know what? I didn't write down what your job title is, Liz. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Development director.
Okay. And I talked to you. Actually, I met you on the phone. Well, I probably met you in person. I think I have. But
I feel like everyone in Reading has met everyone.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I met you because you are doing a golf tournament. YMCA is doing a golf tournament. But YMCA also has a diabetes prevention program that a new session is starting. Is it ongoing or it's just sessions and you sign up for a session and it lasts for –
for a year. So, yes, a new session is starting September 4th,
mm-hmm.
and half of Shasta County is pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. So the test I gave you was to diagnose whether you're termed pre-diabetic or not.
Mm-hmm.
Half of Shasta County.
That's
wow,
crazy.
That's shocking.
And
scary.
You know, I am pre-diabetic. I had gestational diabetes, and I'm also overweight, so I actually took metformin for a little while, and I'm not taking it now. I'm just really trying.
She had a chocolate bar instead.
Yeah.
Chocolate solves everything.
But when I had gestational diabetes when I was pregnant, I didn't have to do insulin. I did just walk every day, yeah, and I had
exercise,
to not
diet.
Have sugar, and I exercised a lot.
Well, that's exactly the goal of the program, yeah, is to increase the activity and the exercise and decrease the weight to, mm-hmm, you know, to get your...
I've heard such great things about it.
Yes.
Really?
Us too. We've had nothing but good feedback.
Yeah.
We've seen some great, tremendous weight loss. Lots of the percentage of body fat going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that, yeah, I actually just talked to somebody recently, and it's just getting active is
it's
a big part
thing.
Of it.
I mean, I have to sit here. I'm throwing stones at Rhonda, the chocolate bar comment, but I am type 2 diabetic, and it's completely because of
it's my... It's rocked our world.
Yeah, lifestyle, yeah. And diet and lack of exercise. You know, we're hardworking, but I don't get a lot of exercise that's, you know, and I carry a nice thick belly and thick thighs and, no, anyway.
And we work in an office, yeah, and we're, you know,
yeah,
I try to do the Fitbit where I get up every hour and I get busy and I can't get up right now. I got to finish this,
yeah,
you know, and I have to quit doing that. I have to get up.
And my thing is I have actually gone on a diet and lost, you know, 25, 30 pounds. And as soon as that comes off, my diabetes goes away. So it's totally controllable by exercise and diet, but I refuse to eat properly and I refuse to get the exercise I need. And I'll have to tell you, one of the curses of my life are needles. I absolutely do not do needles. I can handle an injection okay, but I do not do blood draws. So for me, my whole life I thought to myself, Lord, please do not give me diabetes because there's just no way I could do it, right? And it's true. So I can stand there for 25 minutes with one of those little prick things on my finger before I pull the trigger because I just can't do it. It,
right,
like makes me crazy, right? So I'd been searching, you know, for ever since I got my diagnosis. And I'll tell you, I found this device that I absolutely love, and that's the Freestyle Libre. And it is a patch that you put on the back of your arm, and it's good for 14 days, and it's an onboard chemistry lab. And it does not hurt. I can put it on without any hesitation because it does not hurt.
No poking.
And, well, there is this, like, there is a, I don't know that it's needle, but it's a needle. It's, but it's flexible, but it's like a hair.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't feel it at all because the device that it comes with, it snaps into place and you push it and it's spring loaded and it goes into the back of your arm and you don't feel it at all.
That's
so,
great.
I mean, nothing, but I don't have to prick my finger. So it pairs up through Bluetooth with my iPhone, and I can scan anytime as much as I want and actually track my blood sugar 24/7, 365. And it goes into my health app, and I can send it to my doctor, and I can really see what things affect me. So I can eat something, even though it might be on my diabetic diet, but I, for some reason, I'm having a, you know, I'm having a reaction to it. Like I have a sugar spike. So I know that I can save. I've actually noticed that sweeteners, artificial sweeteners coming from different places that I buy coffee,
yeah,
actually my blood sugar is different, and you would think it'd be the same, but it's not.
Yeah. Everyone's body reacts differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to do this program, how do they go about doing it?
They should stop by the Y or give us a call at 246-9622 and register and sign up. Again, the program starts September 4th, and we want to get everyone signed up before the program starts.
Right, right, right. And how many are in the class?
That is a great question.
So you have limited space, I would imagine.
We do have limited space.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, we only have about 2 minutes left, but I wanted you to talk about this golf tournament that's
right,
coming up.
Yeah, so 3 weeks from tomorrow is the Shasta Family YMCA's first ever golf tournament. So it's a big learning curve for me personally, but we're looking to get our community out there and just partner for building a stronger community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
so
they're doing all kinds of things.
That's
all
a big
the time.
Animal for you to take on, too. Those golf tournaments
is.
Are a lot of work, but they're also a lot of fun.
Right, right.
So how
exactly.
does somebody get involved with that, and what where is it going to be held?
So it's going to be at Gold Hills Golf Club.
Okay.
It's $100 a golfer or a foursome for $400, so same price either way. There's sponsorship opportunities available as well, but we're really looking to see if we can get some more community members to sign up, come and join us out there on the green. We have a shotgun start at 8 a.m. It's going to be 18 holes with a cart. We have hole-in-one prize to win a new car from Taylor Motors.
Oh, my God.
We have, yes, we have on-course games, raffle prizes.
You see my son's
eyes? You need a new car?
He needs a new car. He wants his first car.
So, James, you can come out and play.
Yes.
We have a tri-tip lunch, awards ceremony, event swag bag, lots of good stuff coming. And it's a great way to get out there and have fun, maybe take the day off with some of your top workers, reward them with a day of golf, enjoy the day together, and benefit the Shasta Family YMCA.
You think Michelle would do that?
Yeah, okay. Or Dean.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Dean's a golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a golfer.
Like a
I don't know what to look for when I...
And they contact you if they're interested or go online?
They can go to Eventbrite. Or the golf tournament's on Eventbrite. It's on Facebook under Shasta Family YMCA. They can, of course, call us or visit the Y to sign up.
Awesome.
Thank you so much
for
joining us tonight.
Thank you.
That went really fast. Thank you, North State, for listening again. This is KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Rhonda and I are out, and thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Pick up your enjoy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.